taken 16 years of technical setbacks and questions over cost, but today the first of Australia's next generation fighter jets will finally touch down at the Williamtown Air Base near Newcastle in New South Wales. The two F-35 Joint Strike Fighters landing today are the first of 72 due to be delivered over coming years to replace the ageing FA-18 Hornets. They're part of a $1.4 trillion program led by the US Air Force, which is the most expensive and ambitious in military aviation history. Lockheed Martin is one of the two lead contractors on the project, and its general manager of the JSF program is Greg Almer, who's speaking here with our defence reporter Andrew Green.
We think of it in American football terms as the quarterback of the battlefield. So it has one pilot in the airframe. It gathers, it has a lot of advanced sensors on the airframe. It has data fusion on board. It has very low stealth observable characteristics. It has all the benefits of a traditional fourth generation fighter, but those elements I just talked about are discriminators in today's environment, that it is able to gather all that information, fuse all that data together, and then provide it to the air, land, and space assets that we have available to us. And that really allows us a strategic advantage on the battlefield.
What will it ultimately cost Australia for each of these aircraft?
We are on a trajectory to get to an $80 million aircraft by the 14th lot procurement for the F-35. So in a 2022 horizon, the airplanes we will be delivering will cost about $80 million U.S., from a sustainment point of view, we're very focused on reducing the sustainment costs of the airframe. And so we talk about in terms of cost per flying hour, and our goal is to get to what we say is $25,000 per flying hour by 2025. And when we do that, we will find that it is in the ballpark of our legacy fourth-gen fighters. Think F-16, for example. Typically, an F-16 costs right around that number to operate on an annual per flight per year basis.
Is Lockheed Martin confident that most of the problems that we saw during the development phase have been ironed out?
Yeah, we have a lot of confidence. We're extremely confident in the capabilities of the airframe today. In April of 2018, we completed the initial development phase of the program. And so the airplanes that Australian are receiving, including the two that just arrived today, have what we call 3F capability, and that's full operational capability for those airframes. So all the aircraft that the Australian government will receive have that full capability within them.
Critics of the Joint Strike Fighter in Australia have described it as a lemon in the sky. They believe Russian technology has in fact overtaken the JSF. Can you assure people that that's not the case?
Sure, I can. I think it's you get into very specific details, but if you look at the performance of the airframe today, the Marines are operating the airframe within a threat environment. Israel's operating the airplane within a threat environment. And we're seeing very high remarks and compliments relative to the capabilities.
And that's Lockheed Martin's Greg Almer speaking there with defence reporter Andrew Green.